FM. It's podcast time. Fanny's thrilled that you are online. There's laughs and chat and news and stuff. Thank God you've got dial up.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3.
I'm probably not going to go like that.
What are you going to do when you start?
Welcome to podcast 39 on the podcast this week. Blake Harrison swings by and we play Snap My Pitch Up. Quiz Face becomes more inspiring than any quiz of all time.
We find out why you're in the doghouse in What's He Done This Time.
We discover that Matt is a pretty huge fan of what, Matt?
The caper.
We get your £5 flat fee fines and so much more. And we begin this week with a clip chosen by Mrs. M. Pearson of Stevenage.
How weird. Who are they?
Yes, we are XFM.
Danny Wallace.
One's a bit achy in the studio for different reasons. I fell asleep on the sofa on the weekend. Put my back out. I was like in a bad sitcom this weekend. Just a bad sitcom with no laughs. Put my back out. Ooh. Kid got an ear infection. Blew a tyre.
Oh, dear.
Shower leaking. Hilarious times.
Still not sorted the shower.
Still, it's only been, dude, it's only been 6 months. Right? Give these guys a chance. It's a simple shower. Well, no, let's not get into that all straight away. But Dave, particularly achy this morning, because Dave ran the London Marathon yesterday, all 26 miles of it.
Come on.
On his feet.
Amazing.
Just using his feet and his legs.
No stand.
I know. I was crawling a little bit towards the end.
Yeah, and the whole thing was you were trying to beat the legend, Andy Masterman.
The legend, yeah.
3 hours and 12 minutes.
That's correct.
Marathon record.
Yeah.
A European record for a Masterman.
It was at the time, yeah.
Well, it was at the time. That gives it away.
Yeah.
What did you get?
3 hours, 4 minutes.
3 hours, 4 minutes. Still sounds like a long time.
Yeah.
When I looked at the route, you're going all over the place.
Yeah, and there's no cheating. I mean, there's no shortcuts that you can take. You've got to do the full 26 miles.
I found out on the day.
Just
I know. Should have asked a cabbie.
Yeah.
They got all the shortcuts. I was in a cabbie. I was thinking, Dave should have done this, you know? Oh, no, you got to stick to the rules. That's you all over, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a stickler.
You are a stickler for the rules. You should be your own man, you know? Start improvising. Yeah. It's free expression, isn't it?
Strap on a pair of rollerblades halfway around.
You should have done free running. That's what you should have done when you're going along. You're always like a sheep. Dave's very much like, oh, have another loaf of rules, isn't he? Slice yourself a regulation sandwich. Wash it all down with a hot cup of conformity.
Yeah.
That's Dave's attitude to the marathon, isn't it? But so how did your dad feel when it turned out that you trashed him?
He put on a brave face.
Yeah.
He said he was proud of me.
That's good.
I could see the hatred in his eyes. he was a little bit, I think,
It brings out emotions. I believe you did get emotional at one point.
Yeah, I did. Not at the point you might expect, though.
Okay. What's the point you might expect?
Well, the first point you might expect is crossing the finish line.
Right, for me it would be starting the race.
Yeah.
I'd be in floods of tears going, what am I doing? But not for you.
Then maybe getting the medal, because that's the next stage. You then get the medal about a minute later.
He's wearing his medal.
Yeah, yep. That'll be the next stage. You expect to maybe start welling up, you know, it's a big achievement, you've been training for months.
Yeah.
But maybe not getting a Mars bar 5 minutes later. That's when I started to get a bit emotional.
He got a free Mars bar and he started crying. I mean, that's usually what happens with Matt Dyson. He gets one of his freebies, just starts weeping away. So someone gave you a popular glucose-based snack.
Yeah.
Matt's welling up. Just at the thought of it. And you started weeping after getting a chocolate.
Yeah.
Why was it? Just a simple act of kindness on behalf of the Mars Corporation.
Just desperately needed the sugar.
XFM.
The fantastic Blake Harrison to the show.
Hello,
Blake. How are you?
Oh, jinx, touch wood. Now you can't speak for the rest of the day.
Oh, did you say how are you at the same time?
Yeah, I did, yes.
Oh, who answers first?
Well, you can't be talking now. That's the rules of jinx.
All right.
So I will take over the show for now. So good morning, XFM listeners. Now I'll say your name, Danny Wallace. So now you can continue.
I'm released from the spell.
Yeah, you're all right now.
Man, I love that's how life works.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you know, they're the rules. You can't mess with the rules.
You've never left the playground.
No,
It's good.
In the playground.
Yeah, Matt's never been more starstruck because he saw you on Saturday Kitchen.
I've seen him in other things.
You've seen him in other things, of course. Yeah. Of course, but Saturday Kitchen's one of those things.
My mates are really chuffed that I was on Saturday Kitchen for some reason. They don't watch anything else I do.
Is that right? Just
Saturday Kitchen.
You know you've made it when James Martin's cooking for
when
you.
When you've got your food heaven, that's when you know you're at the top of the food chain.
Yeah. Conversely, I was once asked on Saturday Kitchen, and I had my food heaven and my food hell ready to go, and then they bumped me for someone from EastEnders.
Oh,
I was bumped. I was bumped, and it wasn't even like one of the good ones. Anyway, I'll move on. Blake, how are you? We're here to talk about Step 9 of 12. It's a brand new play. It's happening just around the corner from where we are right now.
Trafalgar Square.
The preview tickets are cheap, aren't they? Like 1st to 3rd of May. It kicks off on the 4th of May. People can sort of pick up a bit of a bargain.
Yeah, 1st to the 3rd, you can get a little bargain. Get a little bit cheaper. See some raw action.
It won't be as good, but it'll be raw. It'll be cheap.
It'll be raw Blake Harrison in your face.
Good. Yeah. Another strapline they're not going to use.
Yes.
So it's a 4-week run. After that, what's happening?
After that, it's just kind of wait and see on a couple of different things. I've got a couple of things in the pipeline, but can't really talk about yet.
Right, okay. Well, maybe it's some of these. That's why. Maybe that's it. Who knows? We're now going to pitch you some ideas, Blake Harrison. You can be in or you can be out, but these are all yours. Let's play Snap My Pitch Up.
Snap My Pitch Up.
Now, many of these will be television vehicles, many will be film, some will be online, perhaps radio, perhaps even theatre. Right. Who knows? I don't know what Dave's pitch is, I don't know what Matt's pitch is, they don't know what mine is. Let's see which one you prefer. Okay. Dave, let's start with you.
Okay. Harrison marries some.
Oh.
Blake Harrison barges in on a number of weddings right across England, unbeknownst to either the bride or the groom.
Okay.
Very much in the style of maybe Cilla Black's Surprise, Surprise.
That's lovely.
He then marries the potential wife while the rest of the show's crew usher the original groom out of the church. Hilarity will ensue.
Yeah.
The ITV2 spin-off show will be presented by Connie Hook and will be live set at the wedding reception that same evening.
What a wonderful...
Will I have to divorce these women afterwards or do I have to become a Mormon?
Is it bigamy on the agenda?
Or is there a spin-off of the divorce proceedings as well with the marriages?
That's good. Jeff Brazier could host that spin-off.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you let me just explain my future?
Sorry, please, yeah.
You'll be marrying many women all at the same time. This is the edgy side of it, so it's a bit risky.
Yeah.
It's a bit risky, so you will go from wedding to wedding. It's a weekly show. And you'll be just continuing to marry more and more people. Let's see how long you can get away with it for.
Yeah. I like the fact that during that pitch, Matt said almost nothing apart from just going, that's illegal. Also, why just England? Why have you chosen the nation of England?
I've not got the budget for even to travel to Scotland at the moment.
Blake, a pound on a megabus, you'd chip in, wouldn't you?
Our toes.
Gretna Green?
All right, Great Britain.
Okay. Are you in or out? Blake Harrison, wife stealer.
I'm out.
He's out. I'm He's out. Not in that one. Not, He's not into not that in at all. That Matt Dyson, keep yours legal.
Perhaps you'll like this one. I'm going to the whole of Europe for mine. Oh. It's another TV show.
Yeah.
Blake Harrison's Comparisons at Garrisons.
Oh!
The in-betweener star is on a mission to show that every single object in an army base has something similar in another army base.
That's lovely.
The military channel have been making a lot of positive noises about this.
Yeah.
You basically just go around comparing everything to something else.
I've often wondered whether certain items in certain garrisons are similar to other items
in
other garrisons.
Now we'll find that once and for all. Are you in? Garrison.
I'm out.
Oh!
I'm out on this one.
Blake, what's wrong with you?
I don't know,
you're so picky.
This is my life, guys. This is my future.
That would only be a year of your life, travelling to various army bases. No?
No, I'm sorry, guys. Danny, it's up to you.
He's literally turned his back on Matt.
Literally.
Blake Harrison's fake Blake Carrington takes Paris on. France, 2012. Blake Harrison infiltrates the metro and subways of Paris, challenging various beret-clad Frenchmen to minor forgettable contests dressed as 1980s dynasty icon Blake Carrington, a reference he's actually a little too young to fully appreciate. Why does he do this? Because this is the last thing anyone's expecting him to do.
Yeah.
The status quo fans have said for years, expect the unexpected. Blake Harrison's fake Blake Carrington takes Paris on.
I'm totally in.
He's in!
Yeah, totally in on that.
He's in. Prepare the contracts, Dave. Blake Harrison's new play, Step 9 of 12, starts at Trafalgar Studios from the 4th of May. You can get preview tickets cheaper, 1st to 3rd of May. Head for the Trafalgar Studios. Blake, thank you, my friends.
Thank you.
X. F.
XFM.
So we've been talking about sort of competitive things this morning, all after Dave ran the marathon. You just found out your placing.
I did.
Yeah.
Just a second.
What was it, like 10th, 11th?
Oh. No, obviously
top
not.
20?
No, no. There's 50. A lot of people
top
running.
50.
No.
Right.
1,575th.
That's great. That's good.
Yeah?
A lot of people run that marathon.
It's not great. It's good, though, isn't
it's
it?
It's like nearly 1,600 people ran that marathon. you were there. That's great. You did amazingly well. Yeah. Amazingly well. I was playing Call of Duty, if we're talking about sport. Yeah. I was playing Call of Duty, and I was informed that I am currently like 7 millionth in the world.
Wow.
Not bad, eh?
Yeah,
not
yeah.
bad.
It's just as good as Dave.
6
really,
billion people like in the world. Yeah. Wanging is very in. I don't know if you're into... welly wanging, but a triple welly wanger champion was last night facing claims of a fix. Very competitive industry or sport,
how could you
really.
Fix welly wanging.
Well, let me tell you, he was the only contestant in a tournament. Okay, so he just rocked up to a field, chucked a welly, claimed the title. Mick Scriven, 49, celebrated, I guess, on his own after claiming the Wellington boot throwing title, but his opponents had abandoned the Beckbury Challenge in Shropshire, believing it had been called off due to heavy rain.
Aye.
Never throw a welly in the rain. No, what can happen? Mick, who runs the event. So he runs the event, this guy, as well.
Oh, all right.
He went ahead anyway. He said if they're in the beer tent, that's their problem.
Oh.
There's a beer tent at this welly wanging competition. This man organised it in a field. He's got a beer tent. The other contestants are in the beer tent. He doesn't even go in the beer tent to say it's back on.
Yeah.
He chucks a welly in the rain.
I'll do it then.
Then goes, I'm the champion. Rival Mark Northwood, 28. So he's got nearly 20 years on this guy. So obviously Mick was worried. He says, we were told it had been cancelled because of the rain. Next thing we know, he's lifted the shield. So Mick has stood in a field in the rain, the organiser of the welly wagon competition. He told them it's off. They've gone to the beer tent. He chucks a welly, then lifts a shield.
That's poor form.
Poor form.
It's
no
poor
witnesses.
Form.
No witnesses.
No witnesses. Exactly. He could have just walked.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he could have walked a mile and dropped the welly down.
A new world record. Yeah. Why not?
Mick, what's going on? Oh, I've wanged the welly. How far did you get? 2 miles.
2 miles. That's unprecedented. Yeah.
Any witnesses? No, not at all.
Got the shield, though.
So, got the shield.
Yeah, right.
Incredible. I imagine, because he celebrated, you know, he organised it himself. He probably had to pay for the shield himself. So he's like, I'm not giving this to rival Mark Northwood, that 28-year-old young buck.
Boycott it. Boycott it next year.
All I'm saying, don't feel bad, Dave. It's just that Mick is number one in his field. Literally in his field, as it took place in the field. And you're in the top 2,000. But that's good, yeah?
Yeah. Well, thanks for pointing it out.
Little tip.
Yeah.
Get into welly wanging.
XFM.
It's a village up in Scotland called Dull.
Ooh.
So it's been twinned with a town in America called Boring.
Oh, brilliant.
Great, so now you've got Dull and Boring. These two things. And a spokesman said, all we need now is a place called Fed Up.
Oh!
Nice. Working with what he had. Creating. When he's drafting that quote to get sent out, running it past his wife.
What a good spokesperson, eh?
Great spokesperson. He really spoke up.
Could go far in the spokesperson business.
Go all the way and then some.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
Three British men. I know you're thinking, well, what have they done this time? They've been charged with stealing a penguin in Australia. They just went to Australia. Stole a penguin, got arrested. Now they're apologetic.
Wow,
any story that begins three British men, you know something weird's going to happen.
Yeah.
Three British men have been charged. What they've done this time?
Oh no! Here we go.
Stealing a penguin.
Was drink involved?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
But then the real story this morning. The real story is Dave based.
What's he done this time?
Well, you're of course aware of Dave's girlfriend Hannah.
What's he done this time?
And you're aware, of course, that Hannah's birthday is on Friday. It's pretty common knowledge.
We all know that.
We all know
that.
It's
on Facebook, isn't it?
You know,
we've got to see it's coming up.
It's everywhere. Everyone knows about it. So Hannah said to Dave, what you got planned Friday? You know, thinking he's going to say something along the lines of...
Oh, it's a secret, so yeah. You'll find out.
Dave doesn't say that, of course.
No.
What does Dave say, Dave?
Well, there's a poker night around at Steve Harris's house.
So that's what he said, and her face fell, right? And Dave is looking at Hannah's fallen face, her crushed little heart, and he's thinking, what have I done? And she says, of course, it's my birthday. Now Dave's got a problem. His partner of how many years?
2.5 years.
That's not how old she is it? That's
No.
His partner of 2.5 years has a birthday, but he's committed to Steve Harris's poker night. So what are you going to do, Dave?
Well, obviously I'm going to cancel the poker night,
But you've got a lot of work to
make up. The damage has already been done. This is the problem.
Exactly.
She now knows that it wasn't at the very front of my thoughts.
It wasn't anywhere near.
After all she'd done for you for the marathon, she did, made a special banner and everything.
She made a banner, yeah.
Oh, she really went to town.
She totally went to town. And what do? You commit to a Friday night at Steve. You shouldn't be going out on Friday night anyway. You know, that's a sacred time between man and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Date girlfriend night. Yes, date night, for goodness sakes. Yeah, for a young man. Free and... Well, no, that contradicts everything I mean. Yeah. I mean, what I mean is, you're not burdened by responsibilities, you two. Mm. You can go out, and instead you're going to play poker with Steve Harris. It's a scam as well. Have you ever played against
him? Bachelor flat. He doesn't even know how to play.
He doesn't. It's a little secret about Steve Harris. He's a hoarder. You sometimes see him after the show walking to Leicester Square, and he's just got all the loads of newspapers that he's taken out the bins and stuff, and he's got a room in his flat, which is just newspapers going back to the 80s. So look out for that, is all I'm saying. But so you've done that, and that's a bad thing to have done. And you mentioned the phrase, what's he done this time?
What's he done this time?
And I think, what about you, ladies and gents? What have you done this time? What you done this time? Why are you in trouble at the moment? How have you annoyed your friend, your loved one? What have you done this time? Some of you know that they've gone, oh, you'll never guess what he or she has done this time. Why are you in the doghouse? And we'll find some kind of That's Lifestyle sound effects for the doghouse thing. We are
XFL. It's going to be quite sunny today with some showers still, and it's quite windy still as well. A high of 14 degrees.
Something for everyone today, Matt.
It's a mixed bag.
It's a mixed bag.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Don't. No, so it's going to be sunny, rainy and windy.
Yep.
Wow. Three of the seven dwarfs.
So, I mean, it's quite good, really. I mean, if you go out for a walk in the sunshine and you get too hot, it suddenly starts to rain on you. That'd be nice and cool.
Right, is the spice of life, isn't it?
A wind, breeze blowing in your face. Nice. You know the number crunchers upstairs?
The suits.
Told me to put a positive spin on my weather.
The jotter blotters.
I'm sort of losing impetus on this. You'll be pleased to learn that after 2 days, I've been going home getting absolutely drenched on the walk from the train station to my house in constant heavy rain. I'm now just going to report the facts. The truth.
Oh, man, the uprising.
It's just going to be the truth.
The uprising. It started. Oh, there's going to be another disciplinary, Matt. It was an amazing moment yesterday when you were trying to put the positive spin on the weather, and I looked out as you were speaking, and there were people literally in a row with their umbrellas reversed because of the high gales. We are XFM. There's an interesting thing in the Independent this morning, Matt. Complaining about pizzas. Too many pizzas, you know? I think we've peaked in terms of pizzas. This goes along with my theory that we can over-innovate. You know, we're going too far these days.
Yeah.
This guy called Will Dean is getting angry about the various pizzas that are on offer now. For example, chicken and yogurt. That's happening. That's actually happening. It's out there. That's being sold. Chicken and truffle oil, creme fraiche, smoked salmon and dill. A fish pizza, Matt. Do you want fish on a pizza?
No.
Fish doesn't belong on a pizza.
No, not really.
What do you mean, not really? You sound like you're saying that to placate me.
I've had tuna on a pizza before.
You've had a tuna pizza?
Yeah.
How laid back are you right now? Look at him.
Well, when I think about fish on pizzas, I'm pretty laid back.
Physically, you're the most laid back I've ever seen you. He's brought another chair over so he can lean on it with one hand.
Sorry,
he was nowhere near the microphone. He was just going, yeah, tuna pizza. This is my contribution to the morning show. I'll tell you what, the other innovations pizza-wise, Matt. Yeah. Now I've got your attention.
Okay, yeah.
A famous high street pizza chain. Has a branch in the Netherlands, and they've started using electric scooters, okay? And they're silent. They're virtually silent these days. And they've worried that this could be dangerous. They're scooting around all over Holland. They don't want to knock anyone over, you know? So they've added a sound effect. But rather than do what some places have done and record a traditional engine noise, they've used the sound of just a man who works there just saying the words, well, the name of the chain, But then also the Dutch for delicious, which is lekker, and the word pizza. So you're just walking down the street, you know, and this is what you hear.
Pizza. Lekker.
I love it. Just down the street. Wow. Delicious. Pizza, pizza. I think everything is going to be near silent. That's the big thing in it at the moment. Everything's quieter and quieter and quieter.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be, you'll be doing the hoovering soon. Yeah. And the Hoover will just be going, hoovering, hoovering bits of dirt, hoovering. Be nice, with your name especially, Dyson.
Yeah.
You'll be walking down the street and there'll be people hoovering. And it'll be going, Dyson. It'll be a lovely thing, microwaving, and just be going, making everything hot. The toilet, that'll be, that won't be good. That won't be good at all. Flushing. Disposing of effluent. You just go, shh, just be quiet. This is embarrassing in my house. But the Dyson one I enjoy. You're going to be constantly on edge.
I know. It's
constantly on edge.
I hope this doesn't happen.
I doubt it will, Matt, to be honest. I was going on a small flight of fancy.
XFM.
We've been asking you this morning, why are you in the doghouse? You know, what you done this time? Goodness me. People are in trouble, Matt. This is all because Dave double-booked Hannah's birthday on Friday night, you know, his girlfriend. Should have known. Common knowledge, it's her birthday, and he booked in for a poker night round at Steve Harris's house. It's like a weird 70s sitcom, this, isn't it? Seems easily solvable. But what about the listeners? What you done this time? Oh. What have they done this time?
You lot, eh?
You're fools to yourself, I'll tell you. Matt, you know confirmed listener Alex in Basildon, you know his wife?
Oh, yeah. Long-suffering. What's he done this time?
No.
What's she done this
Flip
time?
Flip it, reverse it. Exactly.
What's she done this time?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Alex says, my missus, she's in the doghouse. It is 1979. She reversed our car into the house, pulling the bumper clean off. 2 weeks after we had it repaired from her reversing into a car and a wall at her work. That's what she's done this time.
Oh, I'm shaking my fist. You know, confirm Mr. Yorkshire Grey.
Oh, what's he done this time?
Well, he very selfishly spent the bulk of his tax return on new kite surfing equipment instead of the post-newborn baby romantic weekend we apparently spoke about some time ago.
Right.
He's now had to get a loan out.
Oh, dear. Yorkshire Grey. You know, Joe from Dartford. Joe from Dartford.
Yeah. What's he done this time?
Well, he only went and left a bloke without heating and hot water all weekend just because he wanted an early Friday. He told Chloe, didn't he?
Yeah.
Now he's in the doghouse, I'll tell you that much.
What about confirmed listener Chloe in
Dartford? She done this time?
Well, it's not her. It's her huge dog, Dexter.
What's he done this time?
He opens the fridge door and eats all her lunch and meat.
Oh.
He's literally in the doghouse.
He's in the doghouse.
Crazy lumbering hound.
Dexter! You know Pete in Brixton?
Yeah.
Go on.
What's he done this time?
He said
I'm not getting this.
He said he'd be home for tea, didn't he? And he pretended he was running late, but his girlfriend saw on Twitter that he was in all bar one with Gary.
Oh.
And they'd been eating olives.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's in the doghouse.
Oh,
nearly. No. Nearly. I think this will take off eventually. It'll be all right.
I think it will, yeah.
I think it'll be good. The last one is Stan the Man. You know Stan the Man?
What's he done this time?
Thank you. Well, his girlfriend Laura, it was her girl's night out, right? And Stan was supposed to tidy the flat because Laura's mum's coming around tomorrow. But Stan fell asleep on the sofa because he'd had a big curry. So Laura got in at midnight, had to do it herself.
Stanley, you plonker!
Stan's in the doghouse. That's what's happening.
XFM.
Steve. Making breakfast and lunch, Matt. The dual meal challenge. One for him, one for his girlfriend.
What a guy.
You had an interesting point of view, a different angle, different take on things. You were wondering about Steve and his fish finger sandwiches.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, he could make it his own and add a little twist by just adding some homemade tartar sauce.
These recipes will all be available on the fact sheet
yes,
later on.
Yeah.
Do you make your own tartar sauce, Matt?
I don't imagine
that's true.
All you need is some gherkins, capers, mayonnaise.
Well, we've all got them. again, haven't we? We've all got.
I've got them in my cupboard.
Why have you got capers
store
in your cupboard?
Store cupboard standbys.
Why have you got so many capers in your cupboard?
For my famous recipes.
How many recipes involve capers?
Couple.
Name two.
Fish with capers.
Yeah.
And tartar
fish
sauce.
With capers. It's not a recipe. That's like me saying chips and capers. You should release a recipe book of capers. Matt Dyson's Action Capers. And it's just chips and capers, bananas and capers.
I don't even like them that much.
Why have you got so many of them?
Well, Katie's got a lot. My fiance's got a lot. She loves them.
Caper Katie.
Yeah, yeah.
Why has she got so many capers?
I don't know. She always buys them.
I feel like we're saying the word capers too much.
You are.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
Confirmed listener. David, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Thank you for asking. Hopefully you've got everything with you. It's Belgian rules today, of course, on Quizface, it being a Wednesday. You've got access to a pencil. We've cleared that with you, yeah?
Certainly do.
You can just jot down notes in the margins if you want to. You should know the rules by now, David, so let's get quizzical.
Quiz chain.
Oh. That's right. It's time, David, for Quiz Chain. Now, you need to create a chain of answers, all of them correct, in response to questions I'll be asking you, each of which, of course, has a predetermined answer, very much assigned to it. So every time I ask you a question, I'll leave a pause. That's where I want you to step in with an answer that should match the predetermined answer assigned to it. Is that true or false?
It's completely true.
He's done it. That's great. Good work. One down. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct, David. A brilliant start. Though, Dave, let's not use that music again. Everyone's using this, aren't they, for literally everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, every montage on TV, every sort of Olympics thing. Should use Coldplay, really, I accept. David, you've got that absolutely right. Each question does have a predetermined answer assigned to it. Each time I ask you a question, I am expecting an answer in response, so well done. Are you ready for round two?
Yes.
Well done.
Yes, good work.
Hey. I've never seen a run like this. Whoa. Never seen. He is on fire. Again.
It's all the months of training.
It's just the months of training. Again, Dave, I was quite clear about the whole tonight's the night sort of thing. It's more capital. We're X, yeah?
Gotcha.
Coldplay, yeah? Okay, Matt Dyson, the stats. Stats so far.
Two out of two so far. A 100% record. All congratulations to David.
Yeah.
From everyone here at XFM and, of course, our parent company,
Global Radio. Absolutely. It's a unique run.
It means a lot.
Yeah, good. Well, listen, you're not all the way there yet, David, but it is an inspiring run. Let's quickly just remind ourselves how you got here.
Well, I remember the computer choosing them at random after Danny'd asked who would like to play Quizface.
Yeah.
Their name came up and I called them and they answered, and before anyone knew what hit them, they got the first two questions right. And then Matt did the stats and then there was this bit. Mm. And I just remember thinking, tonight's going to be a good night.
Round three now, David. It's Lie Detector.
Lie Detector.
David. It's Lie Detector. Here's your question. David, have you ever had any impure thoughts?
Absolutely not, no.
You're saying, no, you are 100% pure?
Yeah.
Yes! You're absolutely pure. You're white and white. You're snow white. Three out of three. Now, David, you can leave it there. You can bank those answers. Those three answers are yours. No one can take that away from you. But remember, there's absolutely no prize attached to any of them. Okay. Now, you can risk those three worthless answers on our one final question. Do you want to do that?
I'm going to have to go for it, Danny.
It's going to have to go for it. This is for the tickets, okay? Let's make this properly inspiring. So, David, it's been quite a journey. You joined us just a couple of minutes ago, but it feels like we've been friends forever, you know? It's a community, not just a community in this studio, but a wider community out there, including you.
It's a beautiful thing.
If we just hope, maybe he can do this. So, Matt Dyson, what's the question?
David, Please complete the sentence. We are...
XFM.
Yes! Oh, I've got a feeling tonight's going to be a good night. Oh, man. David, just a stunning quiz face debut. Absolutely stunning. The Mystery Jets tickets are yours. How do you feel?
I feel over the moon.
Man, did you see this coming? Did you ever think you could do it?
No, no, I didn't. But, you know, like I said, the months of training really helped me, and I feel better.
XFM. Matt, I'm going to try something now. Just a little bit of topical satire.
Oh, right, brilliant.
This
yeah.
is the observation that,
forward to it.
that I've written. Let's do this properly.
Pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view. Just looking in the newspaper, just noticed that James Murdoch has been at the Leveson inquiry, failing to recall lots of things, hasn't he? He'd forget his own head if it wasn't screwed on.
Pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view. Be another one of those same time tomorrow. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. Dream on. Let's all just wait. Let's all just wait. Otherwise, it's distracting. Hang on. Oh, it doesn't do it. You cut it
what?
Off.
Someone's cut it off.
Someone's cut it off. It's the best bit of the song. Why have they cut that off? What the heck's going on there?
It was catching people out.
What do you mean it was catching people out?
That was part of the fun.
That was the impish charm.
It wasn't me.
That's why Noel Gallagher...
It wasn't me. Well, I think that's a disgrace.
The number crunchers at it again.
The suits! What have they done
what
this
have they done
time?
This?
Blotter jotters. Ruin it. That was Noel Gallagher's vision for that song, was that it ends on a strange moment with the guitar. Oh, those blotter jotters.
Oh, damn.
They're such jack wagons. Matt Dyson, what have I done this time?
Well, you've got another complaint.
Yeah,
oh,
got a complaint. What have I done this time? What have I done this time?
Well, confirm this to Sarah. Says my son Dexter just got really upset because he thought the man on the radio was telling him off.
Oh,
tut tut.
Dexter, I was not referring to you. I was referring to Dexter, the large dog that seems to come from a 1970s sitcom
and has a love of luncheon meat.
Luncheon meat, corned beef. It's like the Beano or something. I bet Dexter runs out of butcher shops with a chain of sausages.
Oh, yes.
Or steals pies that are cooling on a mother's shelf. That's what Dexter... Not you,
Dexter,
little... Not
dog.
You. Again, not you. You have to set out. Dexter, the dog.
We are...
Quiz Face.
Hello, I'm confirmed listener David, and I speak like this. Tonight's going to be a good night, because I just won Quiz Face. What a journey. I did it for my mum. She's always believed in me. And I did it for the babies. I love babies. Thank you, Quiz Face, and thank you, Danny Wallace.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
Have you seen that money-saving expert who's always on TV, Martin Lewis?
I have, yes.
Always talking very loud, isn't he?
Yeah, always about money-saving tips.
He's obsessed with money, this money-saving expert. He's constantly gobsmacked. He's always gobsmacked. No matter what story is in the paper about insurance, about housing, about mortgages, I am gobsmacked. And today he's gobsmacked about the sky-high Olympic souvenirs that are going to be coming, you know, because London's going to be packed with souvenirs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Packed with souvenirs. I'm looking at some of the pictures here in the newspaper. There's a football, there's some playing cards made of stainless steel. There's a little plastic thing that they're going to sell. It's like a credit card size. And what you do is you pop out two little fish and chip forks. You know, those little fish and chip forks you keep in your wallet in case there's some kind of fish and chip emergency and you don't have access to any tools.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
You know, because you find some fish and chips on the street.
Yeah, where's my fork?
Where's my fork? Well, now you don't need to worry. Guess how much this little fish and chip plastic credit card size thing is?
I mean, it shouldn't be more than... It shouldn't be more than £2.
It shouldn't be more than 50p.
Yeah.
It's a tenner.
No!
It's a tenner. A canvas bag. Notoriously cheap. Yeah. How much is that, just with an Olympic logo?
£5.
£14. This football with a logo on it, just a normal football, £85. These stainless steel playing cards, A, why are they stainless steel? And B, why are they £2,000?
I mean, you get a little, you know, there's a little bus, you know, you get a little, like for kids and stuff, a little London bus.
Yeah.
So, ordinarily, they're about a tenner. They're going for 100 quid. A teddy bear you can only buy for 15 quid. It's got a logo on it. It's going to be £85. I mean, these are big markups.
Mm.
And the thing is, and Martin Lewis says, I saw the full range and was gobsmacked at some of the prices. Again, he's gobsmacked.
There he was.
All these things with the logos are going to be 99p the day after delivery. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? All of them. Just hold your nerve. If you really want these fish and chip things, just hold your nerve. You're going to be fine. The tramps of London for the next 6 years are going to be clad in nothing but full-length London 2012 Olympic
tracksuits.
It's got
a massive afterburn, hasn't it, at the Olympics?
It's going to be around for a while. I mean, for goodness sakes. All the... Look at this. Crystal champagne flutes. They're normally about, it says 78 quid. They're going for 120 quid because they've got the logo on. The Olympic logo should halve the value of those Olympic. Yeah. You can get them from a garage. All the tramps going around with their Olympic hats on, they're going to be quaffing tenants from Crystal Olympic champagne flutes. That's what's going to be happening there. When you were running, you saw quite an odd thing. Odder even than that magical image I just described.
I think so.
But we don't know if this is true. He's not sure. The speed you were going, you're not sure.
Yeah.
You're not sure if this was what you saw, but what did you see?
Yeah, I just heard a heavy London accent shout, "Go on, Dave!" Probably, maybe not like that.
No.
But...
Honestly, he shouted your name.
Yeah, because I had my name on my vest. Which was a massive help, by the way.
And you looked over.
I looked over, and I am 90% sure it was Danny Dyer with his boxer dog.
And the best thing is, there is no way we can improve on that sentence. We are XFM.
XFM.
Good morning, you with the XFM Breakfast Show. My name is Danny Wallace, and let's get the good news in the studio. Good news is already coming in to 83936. For that, we thank you. But I wonder what tiny Matt Dyson, sitting over there on an acorn. I wonder what his good news is. What's your good news?
Good news, guys.
Yeah.
I've just been out to my local butcher's and bought a pound of his finest luncheon meat for my tea. Mmm, a real treat. I've just left it on the side outside the studio for safekeeping.
You want to be careful.
It should be fine.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's happening?
What's that noise?
What noise? Oh, there it is.
It's the gluttonous chomping of the slavering chops of that darned hound.
Dexter! If you've just joined us, that'll make not much sense, I'm afraid. Hey, good news, guys. I made Dave spit out some tea last night after updating our XFM Breakfast Show Facebook page with some erroneous information, announcing an exciting brand new partnership with a new BBC 4 series that popped up on my telly, which I thought was perfect for the XFM Breakfast Show demographic and right down our alley. It said the following. Hey, guys. Don't forget, all this week we're teaming up with BBC 4's brand new Metalworks strand, Metalworks, the Golden Age of Silver. Stay tuned for our daily Aloy Oi quiz, in which we'll be asking you to shout Aloy Oi at strangers from passing cars, plus In Your Element, where each day you can win a day in a field if you can recognise one of our periodic fables. All thanks to XFM's Legends of Metals series. Remember, you get none of this with Moyles. I sort of, you know, was a bit worried that it would cause some confusion, but I was reassured that our confirmed listeners would understand it. One response so far: is this a joke? Why would BBC 4 team up with a commercial radio station?
Oh.
This makes no sense to me. Well, the good news is that we'll be in touch with Metalworks, the Golden Age of Silver, later on in the programme. We hope to at last bridge the gap between public service broadcasting and the commercial sector.
We are
XFM.
I want to play you something. I want to play you something, ladies and gents. I think this kind of happened a little while ago. I never heard it, and it's resurfaced recently. And it's all to do with an Australian radio host and his young upstart of a rival, okay?
Oh, right.
And they're not letting it lie. It's kind of this weird little, very much like the me versus Mark Forrest of Classic FM.
Yes, yeah.
But of Australia, right? The Australian version. And the young upstart, right? The young upstart, what he does is, he knows that at the same time every night, his Australian rival launches some kind of quiz, okay? Some kind of quiz, general knowledge quiz. And all the old days, they phone in and they get through it quite quickly. It usually just takes a few minutes. So he says to all his listeners, why don't you try and get on that show, you know? But no matter what, always give the same answer. No matter what the question is, always give the same answer. And you can just hear the Australian, you know, his rival, just getting more and more frustrated because he just wants to move on. He just wants this quiz over with. But it's being more and more extended and extended because, you know, you can't just leave it because there'll be real people phoning up. You can't, you know, there are rules and stuff.
Right, yeah.
You've got to keep going, you know? So here's what happened. You'll pick up what the answer is. Here's what happened.
G'day, Rodney.
G'day, Graham. How are you going?
Not too bad, mate. Here we go. Question one. Which Australian gymnast won Commonwealth Games gold in 1990 and again in 1994 for his performance on the pommel horse?
Okay, I think it's India.
All right, mate. Okay. Yeah, I won't play with your little boys and toys, okay? You'd be your mates, I mean, who ring up. Let's hope we're not going to have a night of that. Hello, Lincoln.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. You'll have a sensible answer, won't you?
Absolutely, mate. Step in the dark. India.
No, I didn't think you were that dumb. I didn't think you were that dumb, Lincoln, but clearly I was wrong. Hello, Thomas.
G'day, Graham.
Yeah, mate.
Got these bloody idiots calling up again.
But you'll have the answer. What do you think it might be?
India.
Yeah, good on you. Oh, boy, is it going to be one of those nights? Robert, good evening.
Hello, Graham. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
Sorry, after all that nonsense, could you repeat the question,
yeah,
please?
The question is, mate, which Australian gymnast won Commonwealth Games gold in 1990 and again in 1994 for his performance on the pommel horse?
Oh, just get the megaphone.
Wasn't even clever, mate. Not even clever.
And it goes on for about 10 minutes. 10 minutes of that. Check it out. It's at, I've found it on the poke.co.uk, a regular website. All that kind of stuff. You know, that's great. We should really be a little cheekier, shouldn't we?
Yes, we should.
Take on our
stakes.
Yeah. You know, take on. Who can we? We could take on Classic, couldn't we? Take those guys on.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, we're not going to be doing that, so the rest of us are listening. XFM. We are going to do our £5 flat fee fines. This is our own little system we'll be presenting to the town hall fairly soon. The list has, I think it's broken the 300 barrier now of approved £5 flat fee fines. These are almost like a little citizen's arrest. You can see someone doing something that you disagree with, perhaps a misdemeanor, a slight of some kind. You just walk up, tap them on the shoulder, and say, £5, please. They then have to hand you this £5. An example of it would be the following. Matt, what's yours this morning?
People who return to work after some time off and talk really loudly about how many emails they've been sent while they're off. Oh, my inbox is full. 1,200 left. Yeah. Like it makes them dead important.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
£5, please.
Yes.
Exactly. Dave, yours.
Yes. Hey, enthusiastic marathon spectator. Thanks a lot for coming down to watch me run. More importantly, thanks for putting your hand out for me to high five. However, please don't then remove your hand when I go past to slap it, followed by psych.
No.
It made me feel foolish.
Oh, £5. Hey, parents who name their kids very poncy names, you're not helping them, you're hindering them, yeah? Think how they'll feel when they're released from their public schools and have to mix with state school kids like us as we blink at them, struggling to work out how to pronounce Hippolyto, Astala, Femily, Adelion. You know, you hear it in the playgrounds of North London. Estonia, put Cecily down. Jacinta's trying to drink her baby Chino. Baby Chino, stop hitting jazz hands. It's time for flamenco. Where is she? Where's flamenco? That's £5 per kid, per name, including middle names.
XFM.
We have been racking our brains here because we are about to do Guest Who. Let's do it properly. Guest Who? So Dave has lined someone up, a mystery caller, and it's someone that we have talked about at some point this week that could be involved in a survey, that could be involved in something tangentially. We just don't know. We've been racking our brains trying to think of what we've talked about. I can't remember what we talked about 10 minutes ago. I remember something about capers, but I doubt it's a caper.
No.
Capers leads me on to Status Quo and their action caper that they're filming out in Fiji, but that in itself seems unlikely, although we did have Danny Zavito very recently. It could be anyone. So we've got 60 seconds to guess who it might be. No clues whatsoever, Dave.
No, I mean, like I've said, it was in the last couple of days, so it should be quite fresh in your memory.
Okay, well, let's give it a go. Start the timer. Caller, are you there?
I am indeed.
It's a man, it's a gentleman caller. Are you in London?
Nope.
Not in London. Is this a news story?
Yes.
So has it been in all the papers?
It's been in one or two.
One or two papers. Broadsheet or tabloid?
Tabloid.
Okay, so it's a sort of a tabloid.
And a Brummy twang.
There is a Brummy twang. Are you in sort of Birmingham?
Nope.
No. Further north?
Not far from Birmingham.
Not far from Birmingham.
I moved out of the city into the country.
You've moved out of the city into the country. That sounds like a clue. That sounds like a clue, doesn't it? Does it involve you specifically?
Yes.
It does. And this is
something... Well, other people, but I am the main man.
You're the main man.
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Matt, use your journalistic mouse.
Is it some kind of away day thing?
Nope.
Some kind of away day thing? well, some kind of away day thing.
Did you say Wade?
Wade?
Why, would that make a difference?
Oh. Oh, yes, that's a bit of a clue for you.
Wade?
Yes, I did say that.
I know who it is! Wade! Wading! Wade, is it got to do with, oh, what was it? Welly,
throwing the welly.
Is it? Are you Wading, the champion welly wanger?
I am indeed.
Yay! Fantastic! Wow! Well, please introduce yourself.
My name's Mick the Swing Scriven.
It's Mick the Swing Scriven, the champion wellywanger. Someone's just handed me, yes, the story. Okay, so listen, this was controversial, wasn't it, Mick?
Not for me, wasn't.
For everyone listening, here's what happened. There was some controversy, whether Mick says there was or not, there was controversy in a Shropshire-based wellywanging competition. So a lot of the contestants, am I right, Mick, they assumed that because of the weather, that the wellywanging competition had been called off, and they were all in the beer tent, yeah?
That's right.
Meanwhile, you, right, the champion, the organiser of the wellywanging competition, you're looking around, there's no one there, right? There's no one there at all, and you just think, oh, well, I'm going to do it. And you wanged a welly, yes, and you became the champion.
Because I threw it the furthest, yeah?
Yeah. No, absolutely, no one's denying it. You were the only person to throw a welly at that point, just a man in the field, alone with nature and a Wellington boot, just throwing it quite far. How far did you throw it?
35 feet.
Wow. I love the fact that even though no one else, you know, was involved, you still threw it 35 feet. You could have just thrown it 6 inches.
Well, now I'm a dedicated welly wanger.
How long have you been wanging wellies?
That was my third year as winner. Well, third year as winner, so I'm 3 years reigning champion.
Wow. Fantastic. Congratulations. Are you annoyed that it's not involved in the Olympics?
No, not really. I'm just trying to keep it local. You know, it keeps the interest more local and it gives me more of a chance.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you had a great chance there, being the only guy in the competition. Now, what do you think of the controversy that it drummed up with the other guys who were in the beer tent?
Well, there is no controversy at all, because, you see, I'm an all-round wellywanger.
Yeah.
Whereas they're fair-weather wangers.
They're fair-weather wellywangers. And what's your technique? Do you have a technique?
Can't possibly tell you, sorry.
So, I mean, do you grip it by the edge, or do you...
I'll give you the biggest tip is I use a welly, and I use my own welly.
Yeah.
It's a specially modified welly.
You use your own modified welly, but important to use a welly you know.
Absolutely.
Excellent work. Well, listen, it says here that the competition was part of the Beckbury show, raises money for charity. The next show where you can go and see Mick the Swing Scriven is 8th and 9th of September. Where is that?
It's in a little village called Beckbury in Shropshire.
Beckbury, all right. Well, start, if you're going to walk, start walking now, 8th and 9th of September. Mick the Swing Scriven, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Mick, everybody! Yay. And I'm on Mick's side. There's fair weather wellywangers. There's nothing worse.
XFM.
So, what shall we talk about now in terms of what we've learnt?
Danny Analytics.
And I wonder what Matt has learnt this very morning.
Well, today on the XFM Breakfast Show, a new feature was born.
Yes.
Evoking images from classic British 1970s sitcoms.
What's he done this time?
We had a luncheon meat stealing dog called Dexter. People all over London in the doghouse after issues with her indoors. And bringing back a sound effect not heard on UK commercial radio since the days of the Dave Lee Travis Show on Radio Caroline in 1967.
Here it is again.
Good to have it back.
You'll be hearing a lot of that in the coming weeks, I imagine. Dave, what have you learned?
Well, much fun was had at a fellow XFM producer's expense today as Matt Deverson left himself logged into the studio PCs.
Oh, dear.
Now, I saw this as a perfect opportunity to slightly alter his automated out-of-office reply. So anyone who emailed Matthew between 8 and 10 this morning will now believe he's a big fan of two very specific Channel 5 programmes in the shape of The Right Stuff yes. and Live with Gabby with Fern this week, of course.
Oh, with Fern this week, of course, yeah. He was very rude in that out-of-office reply, wasn't he?
Wasn't he?
Sort of curt, just going, yeah. you know, please don't bother me, I'm watching The Right Stuff right now.
Yeah.
If it is urgent, please try and hold off until after Live with Gabby.
Which with is Fern this week.
Deverson all over. Yeah. You're absolutely right, it is.
XFM. So there you go, that was podcast number 39 from the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. Matt, your thoughts?
I loved it. I mean, it's one of my favourite ones. Quite light on guests this week.
It's not light, it was a decision.
Yeah, I know.
It was a decision. Saying, conscious
it wasn't a
decision.
It wasn't a criticism. I think, if anything, we benefited from that.
Yeah.
See you next time! Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace!